It's the Joe and Alex show, and I hope I'm getting this right. We're talking to Shannon, is it Co-Leary?
It's really an impossible name. It's just O'Leary with a C in front of it.
So Co-Leary.
Yeah.
All right, for the rest of the interview, we'll call you Shannon. How about that? Mine stuff too. But no, Shannon, you do it all. You've written books, you write articles, you're a sexpert. You've done it all, and you have taken on the task of calling into the show today to obviously talk about your new book, She Dated the Hashtag Asshat, but Married the Good Guy, How to Go from a Toxic Love to Real Love in 12 Exercises, and also to help out Alex. So where shall we start today? We got a lot of work to do, ladies.
I want to talk about these. You gave, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the 6 types of guys that women should spring clean from their lives.
Oh, yeah. You gotta boot these guys. Well, I some of them are recognizable as other names, but we can start with Mr. Needs for Speed.
And so, I am 99% sure, Shannon, that this is the last guy that I dated.
It's probably. You might be his pit stop crew. You have to be very careful about that. What happens is, this is the guy that really comes on strong. He's just sees you across a crowded room, wants to shake you up into instant girlfriend, drop everything for you, spend all his time with you, mostly in your apartment if possible, never outside where people can see you as a couple, or he has to spend any money, or not that that's the point, but and then what happens is, at first you're like, gosh, I've been kind of smothered by this guy. What's up with this guy? But, it's so flattering. And then we just fall hook, line, and sinker, and suddenly his fear of engulfment kicks in, cold feet running for the hills.
Yep.
And you kind of think, what happened? I mean, if he's snorting you like a drug, run, okay? You don't want someone there's that kind of intensity.
I like that line. If he's snorting you like a drug, run.
Mm-hmm.
What if there's a woman,
No one can sustain that.
What if a woman, though, is kind of like that? If she's maybe the Mrs. Need for Speed?
Joe, here's the funny thing. This is not gender specific. In fact, I know there's a man out there somewhere that's thinking, what is Shannon talking about? She was a total asshat to me. And I was. I found myself on either side of the coin. Either I was the one running for the hills, or I was one, oh, please love me. Oh, please. So it's not gender specific. It really isn't.
Okay, so the next guy is Mr. Mopes-a-Lot. Who's this guy?
Okay. Have you ever dated a guy where he never wants to meet your family or go to events like weddings or friends' birthday parties? And, you try all these manipulative ways, begging, pleading, extorting, and you finally get him somewhere like that, and the man doesn't speak. It's like the black hole of Calcutta. And it's so embarrassing. And, you're trying to convince your friends and family, hey, he's really a great guy. But he just sits there like a black hole.
Worse. That is like the most unattractive thing to me.
Oh, well, he's punishing you for making him do it. And the fact is, he really doesn't want to be perceived as a couple or give you any ideas.
That's that guy.
Okay.
Some other guys you mentioned is Mr. One-Way Street, Mr. You Suck, Mr. Caution, Continue at Your Own Risk, Mr. KGB Agent. Which one's the hardest, do you think, when you have that personality to deal with? Like, the number one thing, out of all these things, you probably should get rid of this person.
Oh, definitely Mr. You Suck, because that's the guy that might have come on strong in the beginning, but now that you guys are in a relationship, he's slowly chipping away at your self-esteem by being critical all the time. Well, I'd be more transparent with my phone and my computer if you weren't so neurotic and insecure.
Ew, those guys are the worst.
That guy. Yeah, those are the guys that want to diminish you so you feel you don't deserve to have any needs met. That's not a good guy.
What about the guy that says, I really, really like you, but I'm not ready for a relationship, so I still want to keep talking and see each other once in a while, but I don't want to date because I want to be able to see other people and you see other people. Then
wait,
which is that?
Is this the Mr. Texas?
This is Texas.
Okay, hold on. Alex isn't giving you a full story, though. Mr. Texas.
No, I want to hear this story.
Mr. Texas is a guy that lives in Texas and works for the Dallas Cowboys as a scouting agent. He was in Indy this past week for a football combine and doing work that they do every single year or so. And Alex somehow met him on Bumble. They hung out a couple of times.
We really hit it off. He said, if you lived in Dallas, there's not a doubt in my mind that I would date you. But I just 2 months ago got out of a 4-year relationship and you're long distance. So not only are we long distance, but I just got out of a relationship, but I know that I like you. So he's you should date other people. I'll date other people. But I do, as soon as the NFL draft is over, I want to fly you to Dallas and I want to hang out, or I'll come up here or whatever and just see how it goes.
But that's kind of quick. Yeah. Isn't it after just a few dates? We're talking 2 or 3 dates in about 4 days, and you're probably never going to see the guy again.
There is an elephant in the room, and the elephant is sex, Alex.
What? There's no sex happening. I'm waiting till I marry.
Wait. Well, did anything happen though with this guy besides kissing?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, listen, you know, I hate to, here's what I have to say about this guy. Who knows? He might be a great guy. He might. I think the jury, it's too soon to tell. In fact, I like the fact that he was straightforward and honest with you, and he didn't kind of jolly you along. I say to women, hey, you know, it depends on what your needs are as a woman. If your need is, I'm looking for a guy to make a commitment that I can, I don't know if you're in your early 30s or late 20s, but I know for us as women, we do have kind of a shelf life when it comes to having family.
Yeah.
And so we have more of a sense of urgency around that than men do. And it could be that you might be in a place in your life where you're like, you know, I don't have time to tread water with someone. You know, maybe what I'm looking for requires someone who's ready for the same thing that I'm ready for. So it really, you know, I think with women, with ladies, we are romantic. We romanticize men and we think it's love at first sight. Our hearts get, and Joe, I'm sure men are the same way. But what happens to us is we're not honest with ourselves about what we want, especially post-feminism. I think there's this shame and embarrassment about wanting anything conventional, like it's a sin to, you know, to be a feminist and want those things. I think we have to get over that, right? Feminism is awesome. We should be paid the same thing for the same work. But we as women, if we want to have a family, we need a guy to step up and be someone who's going to be able to provide for us and take care of us. Because let me tell you, when the kids start coming out, holy moly, you do not want a flaky guy. Because that is so much work. So, hey, if you've got time to kill, you know, give this guy a break and let's see what happens. But if you're looking for something committed soon, maybe you say, okay, this guy's not in the right place for me.
What are some character traits that you can list that I might have or other women might have that pattern of behavior that we're doing that it keeps causing us to date crappy guys?
You know what? Hang on. Yeah. I want to hear what you think about this. It's the Joe and Alex Show. We're talking to a sexpert and relationship and dating expert coach, Shannon Colleary. Can you hang on and we'll get that answer?
Absolutely.